Thank you for calling customer service. This is Yasmin. How may I help you?
Well, I'm trying to figure who am I talking to? What is? My name is Earthman, and I'm trying to check on a charge that was on my business credit card, and it put your phone number on it.
All right. Well, I'll be happy to assist you. May I please have your zip code so I could look up the account that's in, that's associated with you.
Okay, it's 77005. I didn't have the phone. I didn't have the speaker on when you picked it up and told me who am I talking to?
My name is Yasmin. I do provide custom service representative for several online companies, and I will have to look up the account to see exactly what account is associated with your name.
Okay.
And what was your name?
Earthman Jack or John Earthman. Earthman.
Thank you. And can I get you to verify your address?
6605 Brompton Road, Houston, Texas.
Thank you. Now, I do see that on March the 11th, it was an order for a Vibe watch. On the 11th, you paid the shipping costs plus the warranty for the watch to try for 14 days. And then on March the 27th, we bill you for the full price of the watch, which is the $69.97.
I don't know anything about. I didn't even know what I was doing. So that it's a scam. I'm sorry, but the watch doesn't work. I didn't know. I want to know if you said I didn't. There's nothing. No information on this thing about paying you $70. And I'm going to call. I'm going to question this with my bank, and we will not pay it.
Now you saying the watch doesn't work? What is it?
It said charge it up for 2 hours before you even do anything with it, and it was still dead. And besides, I don't even know how I got onto your mailing list.
Now you probably went and took a survey, because generally it's done either online by taking a survey or a text message come to your phone where you take a survey?
I might have taken a survey, but I don't remember being that. No, as I remember, I vaguely remember this thing. And it came up as suddenly it popped up on my phone something about $5 or something like that. For the thing, and you don't have to pay any more than there, something like that. And I thought, what in the world is this? And my mind was on something else. And I said, okay, send the $5. I know nothing about a $70 charge for this thing. The way it's written, the way it was put out on the online, is that that was the charge. You will get it for $5, and that's it. So I'm very much disturbed with you.
I do apologize for that misunderstanding. Now, what I can do for you is I could give you a 35% discount off the watch instead of it being the $69.97. 35% will give you.
How about zero? Because the bank is going with me saying, look. If I call the bank back, they're not going to pay the thing at all. I don't want it. I didn't ask for something. I said, okay, well, $5, I can take it. But there was nothing in there about, well, in a week later, you get a good bill for $70.
But that was within the terms and agreement on where it explained.
In very small letters that went to somebody else.
I do apologize for that. Now I can offer you a 50%
discount. I don't want things. You send somebody over here and I'll give them the watch back. It's just sitting in a box because it doesn't work, and I don't want to learn how to use it. And I don't want to pay half for something that's nothing.
Now I could give you my family and friend discount, which would give you 75% off, making the total price $17.49.
I tell you what, you make it $10 and I will forget it. Then just send me the credit back on my account tomorrow.
Now, I wouldn't be able to make it 10. What I could do is I could do the $17.49, and I do see that you have a warranty on here, and I could refund that warranty. So you have a refund of $52.48 plus a refund of $12.97.
Okay, let's do that. I just don't want to worry about it again.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and take care of that for you one moment. All right, you're going to see two charges on your two credits that go back to your credit card. One is going to be for the $52.97, and then one is going to be for the $12.97.
Okay.
And you should receive that in 3 to 5 business days, but I've got that taken care of for you, okay?
Okay. And your name again, please?
My name is Yasmina.
Okay, Anthony. Well, I appreciate it. I guess I'm not the only one who calls about this, am I?
I mean, some people call because they forget that they ordered a trial or they misread the terms of the agreement.
Well, it's just something. It was like an email or a text back to me after I was through with things. You know, I don't want to say I call it a scam, but it's pretty darn close. Anyway, I appreciate you getting rid of all that. And so I'll be out the $5 or whatever it is, or $10. Okay, I can handle that.
All right, was there anything else I can assist with today?
No, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, well, again, my name is Yasmina. Thank you for calling the customer service. You have a great day.
Okay, bye. Bye. Sorry.
All right, is there anything else I can assist with today?
What's on the phone?